back at it again. What up? Recording number 2 in one day. Because we are proactive?
Getting our lives together?
Trying to?
I don't know if I would. I mean, that's the pot. Yes. Yes, that is 100% what we're doing.
Ooh, I tried to get a new nose ring this week, and it was too small, and I put my old one back in, and it feels like I got punched in the nose. I don't ever change my nose ring, and I don't know. It hurts so bad.
Would you say it was a sinister decision on Sinister Sunrise by Morgan, and I'm Sarah?
Oh, shit.
And I'm Aaron.
Hey!
Yeah, it was... my nose is being sinister to me. I don't know why. It's freaking annoying. Any business?
My only business is I have no business, so. I'm a stoned ape. No, I'm just kidding.
I feel like there was something that I was holding on to for this one.
Well, when this comes out, we should have gone camping. So hopefully we're back refreshed.
Hopefully we're back. Hopefully we are refreshed when we come back.
Yeah.
No promises. No promises.
Yes, we're going to staying in Missouri. Going on a nice little camp trip.
Did I tell you? I was looking at places to camp, and it's called like Prairie State Park. You can actually see live buffalo.
Nice.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Huh. I almost pitched it, but I didn't. It's really far away. It's like 4 hours.
I don't know if it's the same as cow patties, okay, Sarah? I feel different.
We won't find any mushrooms.
Don't let me down so difficultly, okay?
We'll be back from camping. Memorial Day. Labor Day? Memorial Day?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day would have happened. Mm-hmm. I always get it wrong. Will have happened. Just looking ahead.
Yeah.
We're cool for the summer. As Demi Lovato would say.
As she would say.
As she would say. Dude, she's releasing a rock version of one of her songs. I'm bad. It sounded cool, the little sound bit that I heard. So
I listened to it. She's got a good voice.
Oh, love me some Demi.
So do you. What you got for us today?
Oh, what you got? Well, today, ladies and listeners, I think I've mentioned this cryptid before, but I don't know. Here we go. So today I'm talking to you about the squonk.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I've heard of this one.
I have not. What is this?
We'll get there.
Imagine it makes sounds like a donkey, like squonk.
It might. You could just.
Okay.
You hold on to that.
Oh, no.
So the first time we ever heard about the squonk was in a book that was published in 1910, by William T. Cox called Fearsome Creatures of the Lumberwoods. It/they, meaning the squonk, they do live in northern Pennsylvania in the hemlock forest. This book, along with many others of its time, were basically like stories that lumberjacks would tell each other because they're in the woods living out there chopping down trees. So like think of like ghost campfire stories, but like lumberjack.
Okay.
Lumberjack. Yeah. So yes. So this, he is a by it. I don't know. The squonk is a byproduct of those stories. Again, claims that it is real and he has been seen, but like most cryptids, we are unconfirmed, so we don't know. But like I said, northern Pennsylvania, and it is the state cryptid monster. Like we have Momo, they have the squonk. Most sources say a very similar description of this elusive creature. To put it simply, this poor cryptid is, well, ugly. It's covered in loose skin, warts, and has a general melancholy appearance. because he is so ugly, they tend to hide because they're embarrassed of how ugly they are.
Oh, no. Maybe they're just upset that everyone's calling him ugly. I would also hide.
I'm getting, like, not looks-wise, but, like, Eeyore, like, just no, sad all the much, time.
Yes, yes. Oh, you are
but with
that,
loose
you are
skin and warts.
But it is said that a skonk could be found by following the trail of tears it cries because he is, again, so ugly.
Maybe quit bullying the squonk, okay? He's actually a nice person on the inside.
I feel really bad for said squonk. This was the best, like, little snippet that I could find of, like, a quote-unquote one of the tales.
Mm-hmm.
So cryptids.fandom.com states, quote, "Hunters who have tried catching squonks have found that the creature is capable of dissolving completely into a pool of tears and bubbles when cornered. A man named J.P. Wentling is supposed to have coaxed the creature into a bag, of which he carried it home. It suddenly lightened. Upon further inspection, he found that all that remained was the liquid remains of the sad animal."
Oh, my.
End quote.
What? Okay, so he thought he got the thing in a bag, and then he got home and it was just wet?
Yeah, and he was like, what the heck? He's like lifting it off his shoulder and it's just water. It just like comes out. Now, there are lots of videos and sources on the web, but I have a surprise for you, ladies, and a true fun source I found a while back called Why So Sad, Squonk? It's a book. I have spoken to the author, Lisa.
What?
And before we do a reading of her story, I wanted to give her some proper shout-outs. I stumbled upon her Etsy page because I was looking for a cryptid that I've covered before, the Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's just like one of my favorites. My mom and I are really into him. He's very, I thought, very well not known, and Etsy proved that because there's literally jack shit for a freaking Nightcrawler lover. Lots of worms. It was hard to find. But I stumbled upon this cute little pin, and it was a little too warm to wear my jacket, but he's on my denim jacket.
Okay.
Of a Nightcrawler. And on this Etsy page, I stumbled upon this book. So basically want to give her proper shout outs. So little bio before I give the where you can find her. I'm just going to read it verbatim because I don't want to mess up any of her extraordinary titles.
Okay.
Cryptid Comforts specializes in handcrafted stuffed toys that are cryptozoology, extraterrestrial, folklore, and monster themed. She also designs and creates an abundance of cryptid products. She's written a children's book alongside singer-songwriter Brandy Hale called Why So Sad, Squonk? And she is the co-host of Squonkapalooza along with Joe of Cryptotology. Sorry, guys. That's really hard to say. She is also partnered with Cryptid Crate on their Junior Crate and lead curator of both regular and junior cryptid crates. And what that means is on Cryptid Crates, which you can find at...
I just looked up Squonkapalooza.
Yeah. So Cryptid Crate, which is just Cryptid Crate on Instagram, it's basically like mystery boxes. So their little title or blurb in Instagram is a monthly subscription box filled with cryptozoology and paranormal things to wear, display, and collect. So very cool that she's involved with that. You can find her and her merch also at cryptidcomforts.com or on Instagram at cryptid_comforts. Also on Facebook at cryptidcomforts. As Sarah mentioned, Squonkapalooza. So it's squonkapalooza.com. Can't believe that domain wasn't taken prior to that. Instagram at Squonkapalooza and same as Facebook. So again, and when I say I spoke to the author, we have been speaking virtually. We spoke over Instagram, first Etsy and then Instagram. So I have this prize that I purchased the book many months ago and I will do a little reading for you.
Oh, oh my goodness. Also, we're going to Squonkapalooza. It's in August of this year. I think I can be available.
Oh my goodness.
August 26th to be exact.
I want to read this like a teacher, so I'll hold up.
Okay.
So, Why So Sad, Squonk?
Oh, yes. Oh.
Written by Lisa Russell and Brandy Hale. Illustrated by Lisa Russell. She even signed it for me.
Oh, my goodness.
In the hemlock forest lives a squonk, as sad as a squonk can be. Is that a squonk or a squishy, squishy, squatty sack of potatoes I see. Squee! At the sight of Dogman coming in, at the sight of Dogman coming, the squirrels run in fear. Quick, Dogman is coming. Let's get out of here.
What?
Dogman thinks these puddles are strange for such a sunny day. Until he hears the squealing squeal of a squonk down the way.
Does Dogman have chest hair?
He's a little tuft. It's just a little tuft and a little tuft. You know. Down the puddle path he sniffs. He walks until he can see a sad squonk crying a sad squonk squee. Squee, squee, squee. Why so sad, Squonk? You can talk to me. Oh, Dogman, these squirrels won't leave me be. They laugh at me behind my back. They call me a squishy, squatty turnip sack.
Squirrels are dicks. This is accurate.
It's true. Facts. Everyone makes fun of me for my skin. It doesn't fit.
Aww.
They call me ugly. No one likes me. Not one bit. Sweet Squonk, I'm sorry those others made you feel bad. You're not ugly, you're special. Don't be sad. You're unique. Maybe they don't understand. You're different. You're amazing. Part of nature's plan.
He sounds like a dad trying to explain to his son why he didn't make the baseball team. Like, you're just unique. You're different.
How about we play a game of fetch? It's my favorite game. I love to run and catch. The stick falls short and thuds to the ground. His eyes tear up. His heart starts to pound. That was a great try. You did your best. No need to cry.
You can't unhear it, can you?
Yes. Yes.
Things take practice to do them well. Squonk tried again, and down he fell. It's okay, you gave it a try. If this game isn't fun for you, we can find something else to do. Squee, squee! I know. Let's go for a walk. Jump, splash, continue to talk. They splashed and splished and splished and splashed. Thank you, friend. I've had such fun. The sun is setting. The day is near done. As they're saying goodbye, Squonk takes a deep breath and lets out a sigh. Dogman, does anyone make you feel bad? Dogman's face turns serious and sad.
Oh no.
Some say I'm mean and scary because I look so big and hairy.
But I ate a mushroom earlier and I feel great.
Oh, Dogman, you aren't scary. You're so kind. You're a good friend. Those are hard to find.
Yeah.
Thank you, Squonk. You're a good friend, too. There's no one else quite like you. Dogman, could we hang out another day? My dear friend, I will not have it any other way. The end.
Yay!
Wow. And, of course, we have an ending positive message from the authors. Thanks for reading our book. Being kind can make a difference. Everyone is special. Be proud of who you are. Love, Squonk and Dogman.
That was cute.
So, like, if that you was. Guys think for one fucking second that this is not the first book that my children are
I was
hear,
literally about to say.
Sure. You're that's... mistaken. You're oh, sadly I, mistaken.
I pictured you reading this over a crib to a baby who is crying.
Yeah.
Don't be a squonk. But yes, if you want to purchase the book, you can do so on her Etsy. Also, if
it's cute.
You are inspired by the illustrations. They are direct copies of the stuffies that Lisa has made on her Cryptid Comforts page.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it was really cool to talk to her. So thank you, Lisa, again, for giving us the permission to read your book on the pod.
Super
and,
cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The Squonk is just a misunderstood, sad little creature. And like Lisa said, everyone's special, even the ugly cryptids. So
even he does look a bit like a naked bulldog who hooked up with a pig.
Yeah.
But has feelings.
Yeah, there's a lot of variations of pictures. Most of them are like very pig-like. Pig nose, kind of
yeah.
That vibe. So I will include pictures of the book, obviously, and then pictures from depictions of what the squonk looks like on Instagram.
So they're not supposed to be mean. They're just these sad they're little creatures. These
sad little things that just live.
Misunderstood.
Is that not the saddest thing ever?
They need a little squonk therapist to help them work those feelings out.
Dogman was trying.
He was trying. He's really giving a good effort.
He caught him before he dissipated into just a puddle.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Big strides.
Big strides.
Does she have any other books or just the squonk
one? You know what? I am unsure. That is the only one that I saw. Okay. Lisa, of course, email me, message me if I'm incorrect. But yeah, you can obviously find her on all of those socials. I will put them in the show notes as well. But yeah, it's a nice book. It sits on my shelf in my office normally. So got to break it out for you ladies and listeners.
I think that's a really cute idea too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? A children's book about a cryptid? Like, I'm down.
And he's not scary at all. He's just misunderstood
he's
and sad.
He's just a baby. Yeah. He's just a baby.
Quit ridiculing these squonks. What'd they do to you, huh?
Yeah, squirrels can back the fuck off.
Squirrels can't back the fuck off. Especially in my garden.
Ugh.
You're making me a squonk outside if it eats anything else.
Yes, so if you liked this episode or want to give us some feedback or have other topic suggestions for us, whether it be individual or group, you can send us an email to sinistersunrisepodcast@gmail.com. I know I mentioned a lot of socials on this episode, but you can check us out at also Sinister Sunrise Podcast on Insta and Facebook and TikTok, sinister_sunrise_podcast.
Mm-hmm. Boop, boop.
With that, I think we're on to next week, and thank you guys again for listening.
Yeah. Squeeze. Bye.